Hybrid 3D printer CNC machine offers a cut above the rest. At the International Manufacturing Technology Show, IMTS, in 2014, one news story swept the floor, that of the first car to be 3D printed, assembled and driven off the showroom floor of the event, all within 48 hours. The car, developed by Local Motors and its co-creation community, was 3D printed on Cincinnati Incorporated's Big Area Additive Manufacturing, BAAM, system, a massive 3D printer relying on technology licensed from Oak Ridge National Laboratory and capable of extremely high throughput. Perhaps a lesser-known star of the show was a CNC router from Thermwood Corporation. Purchased by Local Motors just before the event, the Thermwood 5-axis Model 7010x15 CNC router took the 3D printed auto chassis and trimmed it down to net shape so that the wheels could be thrown on, the engine thrown in, and the car driven off of the showroom floor. 2 years have passed since that day and Thermwood's CNC technology is back in the 3D printing space and bigger than ever. The 40-year-old CNC equipment manufacturer has announced the release of the large-scale additive manufacturing, LSAM, system, so far the only extrusion-based 3D printer with built-in CNC capabilities. Building the LSAM. In an interview with Jason Susanjara, Vice President of Marketing for Thermwood, Susanjara discussed the history of the company and the details that led up to the production of the LSAM. "We've been manufacturing CNC routers for over 40 years now," Susanjara said. "We're probably one of the only manufacturers that not only builds the machine but also the controller itself. So, that gives us great functionality and the ability to update and add new items and features throughout these 40 years that we've been in business." After the IMTS event, Susanjara said that a company in Indianapolis reached out to Thermwood with the idea that the firm should build its own 3D printer. Beginning in October 2014, Thermwood began work on developing the LSAM machine, based off of one of its existing CNC router designs, a high-wall system with a moving gantry. Susanjara explained, "Through a few iterations and after a few hiccups, we have now come out with the LSAM machine." Thermwood added a high-power extruder gantry to the system, which deposits thermoplastic material onto a stationary substrate. Once that was assembled, a CNC gantry was added, giving the LSAM two different gantries, one for 3D printing and one for CNC routing. Objects are 3D printed to near net shape and, once the material cools sufficiently, the router can pass by and shave the print to provide a refined finish. LSAM vs. BAAM. Despite this author's initial understanding, the BAAM system from Cincinnati Incorporated does not feature an integrated CNC router. In fact, Susanjara believes that Thermwood system is the only extrusion-style 3D printer with built-in CNC capabilities, though hybrid systems exist that 3D print and machine metal. Other differences with the BAAM include the extruder. Whereas the BAAM system can print 80 pounds of material per hour, Thermwood has three different printheads that are capable of deposition rates of 150, 300 and even 500 pounds per hour. The material is heat-dried and transported automatically to the machine's hopper, which feeds the material into the extruder. Additionally, the BAAM system features a ring-shaped mechanism for compressing the material as it's printed, while the LSAM uses a servo-controlled wheel that follows behind the deposited plastic, packing it down. Susanjara said that Thermwood has found this to be extremely beneficial as far as getting any air pockets out and creating a nice bond between layers. The BAAM system also relies on a moving print bed for control over Z-axis height, unlike the LSAM, which has a fixed bed and raises the extruder or router. While the BAAM is available with a print volume of 20 feet by 7.5 feet by 6 feet, the printing envelope of the LSAM is 10 feet wide and 10 feet tall, but the bed can be extended up to 100 feet or higher, if needed. If you're looking at windmill blades or the wings for drones, things of that nature, Susanjara said, "We can go beyond 100 feet if needed to where we can print that long of a structure." Due to the size and the dual gantry system, the LSAM machine can even simultaneously trim parts with the CNC gantry and 3D print with the extruder gantry. It's possible to imagine the system 3D printing one Local Motors car and moving on to a second while the CNC router comes in and begins refining the surface finish of the first. Massive tooling. Though possible, not every Thermwood customer will be using the LSAM to 3D print blades for giant wind turbines. Instead, Thermwood aims to tackle the tool-making industry. Making a mold is a labor and cost-intensive process that, in the case of very large molds, requires gluing multiple components together before machining them with a CNC router. Throughout the process, at least one person is involved in every step, but teams of multiple people are more often required. Susanjara pointed out that with LSAM, The sole machine operator did not have to be present for the majority of the process. Just looking at our preliminary numbers now, we're looking at a 50 to 70% reduction of cost printing compared with the traditional method of creating patterns, he said. To create molds and other tooling, the ability of the roller on the LCM extruder to drive out air pockets is key. The plan for this is not to actually print a final part, it's to print tooling, molds, masters, fixtures, and other items, and some of those molds or patterns that have to go into an autoclave need to be air pocket free, so that's one of the things we're striving for, Susan Jari explained. That's also one of the reasons that Thermwood is striving to increase the carbon fiber content in the system's feedstock. Currently, Thulsim 3D prints using industrial pellets from Tecmer PM that have a ratio of 80% ABS plastic and 20% carbon fiber. To increase the rigidity within the parts, the company plans to increase the ratio of thermoplastic to carbon fiber even more. Future materials will include pellets made up of 50% polyphenylene sulfide, PPS, an engineering-grade thermoplastic, and 50% carbon fiber. To print such a material, Thermwood will have to up the melting temperature of its extruder, which currently heats up between 350 and 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Printing the PPS composite requires temperatures between 600 and 650 degrees Fahrenheit. 3D printing gets industrial. As GE's recent 3D printing acquisitions indicate, the world of 3D printing is no longer about prototyping. The technology has truly entered an industrial manufacturing phase, in which 3D printing is used to produce industrial-grade end parts. For this reason, companies like Thermwood and Cincinnati, which have rich histories of producing manufacturing equipment, have entered the field with massive, highly capable systems that meet the needs of large manufacturers, such as those in the aerospace industry. Needless to say, traditional 3D printer manufacturers will have to keep up, which is why Stratasys unveiled its new industrial 3D printing equipment and Envision Tech showcased its enormous composite 3D printer at Rapid 2016. Thermwood stands out as the only maker of a hybrid extrusion and milling system and will certainly continue to do so, but, as the industry heats up, so will the competition.